Today's Shiur is Masechta Shabbos Daf Pei Tes. We will begin on Daf Pei Ches Amid Beis, 11 lines from the bottom. The Gemara continues in discussing the experience of Kabbalas HaTorah. What happened? Says the Gemara of Amar Yishuv ben Levi, B'shor Sha'olam Moshe L'morim. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to Shemayim, Omer Malach HaShoros L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malach HaShoros said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mali Lod Ish Beinenu, how does a human being belong up here in Shemayim amongst us? Amalahem, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, L'kabel Torah Bo, he came to receive the Torah. Amalafanu, so the Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chemde Genuza, this beautiful, incredible gift, she treasure, shegnuz l'chateish meis v'shim v'abar doris kum shniver olam, that was with you 974 generations before the world was even created. Because we know that the Gemara Masechta Chagiga teaches us that before the world was actually created, there was a world of Torah. Atam v'ksha litna bas v'dam, you want to give it to human beings. Ma enish kesis kirena, Oven Adam kisif gedeno. Hashem Adonainu ma de shimcha chalaretz shetanoit chal shemayim. The Malachim said the Torah belongs in Shemayim. It doesn't belong amongst people. So the way the Mashah explains the Gemara, the Mashah says that the Malachim, of course, realized that the Torah has so many mitzvahs and averis that are only done by human beings. So how do we understand, says the Mashah, this debate that the Malachim say that the Torah belongs in Shemayim? So the Mashah says that the Malachim said that there are two parts to the Torah. There's the Chitzonius, the part that we all see, the part that are fulfilled by human beings, that to do mitzvahs and not do averis, that the Malachim realized is only possible to be given to people. But what they said was that that's not what Torah is all about. What Torah is all about is the pnimius haTorah, the parts of the Torah that are not visible. And they, in fact, call the Torah Chem de Genuza. The Chem de Genuza is the hidden part of the Torah, the hidden treasure that only they can properly understand. And in fact, that's why the Mefarshim explained, the Sefer Beis Elokim from the Mabit explains, he says, the Malachim only came with a claim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Moshe Rabbeinu came to Shemayim to receive the entire Torah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give the Luchos on Har Sinai, that they realized that the Luchos are mitzvahs and averis that are only relevant to human beings. But now Moshe Rabbeinu came to receive the entire Torah. And that, the Malachim said, doesn't belong to human, shouldn't be given to human beings. It much more belongs in Shemayim. Amla Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hachsalan Tshuva, give them an answer. Amla Fonof, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm concerned that they're going to destroy me with the Hevel Shebapiyam. What's pshat that they're going to destroy me with the Hevel Shebapiyam? The Gemara speaks about in Masechta Shabbos later in Masechta Daf Kuf Yotes on Mabez. Omer of Shlokish Mishum Rav Yehuda of Nesoi. Ein ha'olim eskayim el b'shvil Hevel Tanoika Shebeis Rabbam. The world cannot exist only because of the breath of the young children who learn Torah in yeshiva. Amalei rapapa labaya didoy v'didoch mai. And what about our Torah? Amalei ein adoy mehevel sheyesh b'chet lehevel she'en b'chet. You can't compare breath, talking that has a virus of an adult to a child that's pure. So we see that there's a special quality to pure, unadulterated breath. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm scared. The Malachim are purely Kaddish V'tar. Their Hevel is Hevel She'en Bo Chet. And that's why I'm scared of that that. So Amalei, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Echoiz b'kisei kvoidi, hold on to the kisei kovid, v'chazel and tshuva, and you'll be able to give an answer. So all Mepharshim explain, what pshat, the Mechsim Sofer says, what pshat, hold on to the kisei kovid. What he meant to say was, there's a special quality that a human being has that others, that malachim don't have. We human beings have the ability to connect Gashmius and Ruchnius. We could be on this world and achoyz b'kisei ha-kovid and hold on to the kisei ha-kovid. You malachim are pure Ruchnius, and that's why the Torah belongs to us. Shenema, as the pasuk indeed says, machoyz pnei parshas alei anonu. He held on to the throne, and that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu protected him. V'amrav tanchum, melamish shapira shakai meziv shchinosoi v'anu alof. Another pshat is that we know that in the kisei hakovid, our tzurosim is the tzad Yaakov Avinu images in the kisei hakovid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I look for the tzaddikim in this world. Their image is what's connected to the kisei hakovid." Amal afonav, Ribbono Shel Olam, Elafan Ribbono Shel Olam, Torah Shatan Oisinli. And Moshe Rabbeinu now responds to the Malachim. He says to Hashem, the Torah you're going to give me, Maksibo, what does it say in that Torah? Anoich Hashem Elkecha Shetzich Tzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Omelam Mitzrayim Yiradatem. Were you Mitzrayim? L'parish Dabatem. Did you have to serve Paroi? Torah Lam Te'elechem. Why do you deserve the Torah? Shub Maksibo. Lo Yilecha Elhem Acherim. Ben Am Atashruim Sha'ivdim Avodas Galulim. Do you live amongst the nations of the world that worship the Avodah Zarah? Shuv Maksibah. Zuchar Hashem Shabbos L'Katshoy. Klum Ata Oysim Malocha. Do you work all week? Shatim Tzrichim Shabbos. That you need Shabbos. Shuv Maksibah. L'Sisa. You shouldn't swear falsely in business dealings. Masa Matna Yesh Bechem. Do you do business? Shuv Maksibah. Kabras Avicha Vasimecha. Shuv Maksibah. L'Sirtza. L'Sinach. L'Signoif. Is there jealousy? Do you have all of these challenges that we have that are reflected in the Torah? And then they agree to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the pasuk says, Shenemar Hashem Adoneinu Ma Adish Shimcha. They no longer claim that the Torah should be left in Shemayim. And continues the Gemara. They all became friends of Klal Yisrael. A Moslei Dova, and they gave Moshe Rabbeinu some secrets. Shnema Lis Lamora Shivisa Shevel Kachta Matanus Adam. B'schar Shekrocha Adam. They insulted you by calling you an Adam, that you're not deserving of receiving the Torah. That is what caused the Lakachta Matanus, that we should be deserving of gifts. And says the Gemara, Af Malchamavis Mosla Dover. Even the Malchamavis ultimately gave us a gift. Shenemar, V'yitin Sektaris V'chapa La'om. Moshe Rabbeinu, when they were faced with the challenge of Korach, and there was a Magefa, so Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, take the Kapyrus. V'yamid, Bein HaMesim V'en HaChayim, and that's what the Kapyrus saved Klal Yisrael. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know the power of Kairos? Idalav Omalei, if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Malchamavis told him the power of Kairos, Miyaviyada. So we see from here that a number of very important pshatim. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, we see from here what is a true debate. A true debate, people typically, when they disagree, and even if one party prevails, the other party is not happy, is not satisfied that he lost. He just had no choice. Here, that's not what the Gemara says happened. What the Gemara says is after Moshe Rabbeinu was able to convince them that he was correct, when you really do something, l'shem shemayim, then nasa oyavim, they become friends because they have the same goal to come to the truth. And the Gemara says, what was Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was an Odom. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu recognized that he's an Adam, and what does the name Adam stand for? That is the Adama, that we're created from the earth. And Moshe Rabbeinu was, with that tremendous modesty, recognizing that he was from the earth. That's what caused him that he should be ready to be, that's what caused him that he should recognize and they should recognize that Torah belongs to them. There are, of course, many pshatim in discussing this Gemara. The simple pshat in the Gemara is that the Malachim, again, Moshe Rabbeinu's answer is so obvious. What is the explanation of the debate? The Farshim explained that really originally the Torah was written without the words without the words separated into words the way it is as we have it. And really all of the Torah are Shmaisov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, names of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to divide those words the way we have the words. But it's not really, they didn't have to be divided that way. And that's why the Malachim said, don't divide those words. Divide the words that it should all be Shemus Hashem that really can be given even to us. The Mefarshim go on to explain. What was Pshat, says the Chafetz Chaim, when the Malachim said, Malu Yilod Ish Beinenu. Says the Chafetz Chaim, they weren't Chas V'Sholem coming to diminish the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. What they were coming to say was Moshe Rabbeinu lives amongst human beings. And since Moshe Rabbeinu lives amongst human beings, the challenges of living amongst human beings are very great. And how could even a person as great as Moshe Rabbeinu be able to receive the Torah? The Chiddush HaRim makes a very interesting point. We say every Shabbos, Pesach, by the Seder, the Halal HaGadol. And in the entire Halal HaGadol, there's no mention of us receiving the Torah. Doesn't it belong there? So Chiddush HaRim says that the ones that originally said the Halal HaGadol were the Malachim. And as we're learning in our Gemara, the Malachim were dissatisfied that Klal Yisrael received the Torah. And that's why they don't want to mention it. So the Gemara says that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Chachzalehen tshuva. What's Pshat Chachzalehen tshuva? Yes, the Malachim was saying, Mali Lod Ish Beinenu, how is a person able to receive the Torah? What was the answer? You're right. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Malachim, people make mistakes. People do averis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to do tshuva. And not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the ability to do tshuva, tshuva, we know, goes up to the Kisei HaKavod. And that's what he said, Achoiz b'Kisei HaKavod. Hold on to the Kisei HaKavod and tell them that you, Klal Yisrael, have the ability to do tshuva. And the people who have the ability to do tshuva are the greatest that could be. Many Mefarshim discuss a question here. Is saying that the Malachim's claim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that there's a din in Shas of Dine de Bar Mitzvah. Dine de Bar Mitzvah means that if I have a property to sell, my neighbor has first right of refusal on that property. So the Malachim said the Torah is in Shemayim. We are together with the Torah in Shemayim, and therefore we have right of first refusal. And therefore, that's why the Torah should be given to us. What is the answer? So one answer is that the halacha of Dina Bar Mitzvah is if I want to sell a property, so I have to sell it to my neighbor if he's willing to pay the price first. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah as a matana. When it's given as a gift, there's no Dina Bar Mitzvah. Another shot that I saw is that the Dina Bar Mitzvah does not apply. The Ostz of Tzerebbe says the Dina Bar Mitzvah does not apply, and Ramey Shapiro also said that this pshat, that the Gemara, that the Dina Bar Mitzvah doesn't apply by a shutef. If I have a partner and I want to sell my share, my partner comes before my neighbor. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was when Moshe Rabbeinu responded to them that we are shutfim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned these halacha. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael, continues Rav Meir Shapiro explaining, three mitzvahs. We spoke about this previously, in Mora, before we were Makabel the Torah. What were the three mitzvahs? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us dinim, that we have to have a civil law system in place. He gave us Shabbos, and he gave us Kibbutz Avein. The Gemara says, earlier in our Masechta, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Kol Adon Din Emes Lamitoi, Nasa Shutov LaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Maaseh Bereishis. If we're part of doing our honest and Torah, we become HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shutvim. The Gemara later in our Masechta says, Kol Hashem Shabbos Kol Chosoi, Nasa Shutov LaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Maaseh Bereishis. If you Shem Shabbos, you become Hashem's partner. And the Gemara teaches us, Shol Shutvim Ba'odom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Ovav Imai. So we're all Shutvim with Hashem. If we're Shutvim, we become HaKadosh Baruch Hu's partners. Another pshat that the Bnei Yisoschar suggests is that indeed I have an obligation to sell my property to my neighbor before I sell it to anyone else. But if there's something that will be negative to me by selling it to my neighbor versus to selling it to someone else, then I could sell it to someone else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Malachim, as we've been discussing in our entire shiur, that if we give the Torah to Malachim, they will only have the Pnimius HaTorah. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah to Klal Yisrael, not only will we be able to fulfill the Pnimius HaTorah, we will also be able to have the Chitzonius, the way the Torah is stated. And that gives us an advantage over the Malachim. So Hashem says, if there's an advantage to give it to people, then I have a right to give it to people who are, even though there's a din of Bar Mitzvah. The Cosmic Rebbe, I saw, gives a different explanation. He says that, where do we know that there is a din of Bar Mitzvah, that a neighbor comes first? So he says, because the Pasuk says, Vasisa Hayoshev Atoiv, and the Gemara, Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, teaches us that the Chazal teach us that that's how we learn Dina de Bar Mitzvah. So Moshe Rabbeinu told the Malachim, what is your claim? Your claim is that your Bar Mitzvah, that entire claim of Bar Mitzvah is only based on what it says, the way Chazal taught us the Torah. So you have to rely on Chazal and understanding the Torah. If you have to rely on Chazal to understand the Torah, you have to rely on human beings to understand the Torah, it's understandable why that Torah should be given to people and not be given to you. Continues the Gemara. V'amar b'shua ben Levi. B'sha sh'yard Moshe l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Hashem after receiving the Torah, Ba'a Satma Amal from Rebbeinu Shalom, Torah Hechenhi. He asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is the Torah? Amalai, so Hashem says, Nusati la'aretz, I gave it to the earth. Of course, the Mashal says that the entire world knew about Kabbalah's Torah. What's pshat that the Satan is claiming that I don't know where the Torah is? The Satan wanted to try to get people not to follow, to get Klal Yisrael not to follow the Torah that we just received. And he said, Nesati l'aretz, we human beings live in this world where it's so difficult to follow the Torah. Halach etz l'aretz, amalai, Torah heichen hi, amalai l'kim heven darkai. What was the earth responding to the Satan? That yes, people even in this world can follow the Torah. Elokim Haven Darkai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we human beings, we, Klal Yisrael, have the ability to follow the Torah if we want. Then he goes to the Yam. Yam represents people who have to travel, people who have to work for a living. And the Satan says people who have to be preoccupied with making a living, they can't live a life of Torah. And the Liam says, "Eini modi." That's not an excuse not to have to follow the Torah. Halach etzel tahaim, and goes to the depths. Ama Ainbi. What happens? He goes to the depths of the world and he says there's so many times the people are in the depths of different headaches, in the depths of different situations that prevent them from learning Torah, that prevent them from following the Torah. And it says, Ain B. That is not a reason why we shouldn't learn Torah. Shanama time Amali Bihi Vyam Animadi. Avadim Mazda Amma Baznenu Shmanu Shema. Even Gehenim says a person has the ability to learn Torah and not fall into Gehenim. Chazvam of Nekresh Baruch Ribanish Loilim. Chipasti Bikol Aretz. I searched v'loy mitzasiyah. I searched and can't find an excuse not to learn Torah, not to follow the Torah. Amalai, so he says, lecha beitzel ben Amram. And as the Mashal explains, why does he call Moshe Rabbeinu ben Amram? Because we learned the Gemara earlier in our Masechta, where the Gemara says that there were a number of people that were nifter, be'etcho yishol nachash. They never did an aveira. They only died because the Kadosh Baruch Hu cursed that all people must die. And Amram is such a person. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, there are people like Amram. There are people that can live a life of pure Torah. Amalai, lechatz ban Amram. Holchatz mosh, amalai, Torah shana suluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu eichini. Where's the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you? Amalai, v'chiyam mi anish anasun HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah. Mosh Rabbeinu, with his tremendous modesty, says, am I the person to have received the Torah? Amalai, v'chiyam mi... Are you lying? You know you received the Torah. And again, Moshe Rabbeinu was indeed perhaps saying to the Malach HaMavis, I maybe agree that it's hard for people to live a life of Torah. The Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, the Chem de Genuza, which we explained at the beginning of the Shir, represents the Pnimius HaTorah. The Pnimius HaTorah, do we have an ability to connect to that? And the Achzik Toivel Atzmi, can I really say that we human beings have a connection to that holiness? A person who lives with modesty, a person who recognizes that we are limited, Tikare al Shemecha. You are the person that the Torah should be connected to. Shnema Zichra Torah Moshe Avdi. And as the Maral explains, why was Moshe Rabbeinu Zoichel Torah? He says a person who recognizes that he has limitations and thinks that he can't really connect to Hashem, that person knows, the person who lives with that type of modesty only knows that there's one thing that can connect him and the only thing that can help him survive. And that is his connection to Hashem. That is that he recognizes that I am nothing without Hashem. A person who recognizes that he is nothing without Hashem, to him, he is the person that is deserving of receiving the Torah. Continues the Gemara. V'amri v'shuban Levi b'shar sh'ala Moshe l'maron. As when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Shemayim, he found that Kadosh Baruch Hu, we know that there are certain letters in the Torah that have on them tagim, that have on them crown. And I saw a beautiful pshat. What is one of the crown? There are a number of letters that have crowned. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he found that a Kadosh Baruch Hu put a crown on the letter kuf. And the crown on the letter kuf, the Gemara discusses this later in Masechta Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, faces the Reish. And the Kuf, the Kedusha, turns around to the Reish, to the Rosh, and says, you could become a Tzaddik. Amalai, Moshe and Shalom Be'ircha, there's no greeting where you live? Why don't you greet me? Amalafanov, so Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klum Yesh Evet Shanois and Shalom Rabbi, is it appropriate that I should greet you as I greet anyone else? Amalach, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hoyel chalaz reini." It's still appropriate that you should say something to me. Miad amaloi v'yakto yugdig na koyach Hashem kesher dibarta. And in fact, the Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Mem Zayin Sif Katan Dalid, based on this Gemara, says that the proper derech eretz is that when somebody sees somebody else doing something, he should bless him. That even if it's, and even by an akum, if you see somebody attempting to do something, our obligation is to give him a bracha that that he should be successful. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to give a bracha to Hashem, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu is extremely great. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideas, Simen Reish Mem Beis, Sif Tezayin, Paskins. The Lo Yiten Shalom L'Rabboi, V'Lo Yachzal Shalom, a person shouldn't greet his Rebbe, K'derech Shara'am, like you speak to anyone else. El Shoich L'Fonim, you should bow down, V'Omo Le B'Yir, B'Kovid, Shalom Alechem Mayer V'Rabbi. Your greeting of a Rebbe. A Rebbe is not another person. And the Ramah says that over there, there may be a She'en L'Tam L'Shal B'Rabbi Klum. A Talmud should maybe not even greet a Rebbe, because a Rebbe is not somebody you just speak to, and our Gemara clearly indicates that. And Rabbi Yehuda Osud, in the Shalos Atshuvos, Yehuda Yala asks a question, Arichayim Sim Reish Dalad. It says that the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos is Ish L'Reyehu. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ish L'Reyehu, not to your friend. Our Rebbe is not a friend. And therefore, maybe we can't give Shalach Monos, fulfill the mitzvah of Shalach Monos when we give it to our Rebbe. Our Rebbe is not our Reyu. He says, but from our Gemara we see that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there has to be a tremendous Derech Eretz. But there's still a relationship between us and Hashem. And therefore there's certainly a relationship between a Rebbe and a Talmud. And therefore you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Shalach Monos even when you give it to a Rebbe. Bar Meshum Alevi. The people saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was delayed in coming down from Shemayim. So Rashi learns, and we're going to learn the Gemara like Rashi, that whether, as we've learned in our previous sugyas, a machlokes when Kabbalas HaTorah was it on Vav Sivan, was it on Zayin Sivan? Everybody agrees, however, that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim on Zayin Sivan. And in the morning. And since, as we've also learned in our Shurim, the day begins by night, so Zayin Sivan wasn't a full day in Shemayim. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was really supposed to come down on Yud Zayin Tammuz, which actually was the day when he came down. They made a mistake, and as the Mefarshim explained, it was the Satan, the Yetzirah, who tried to get them to make the mistake. So Moshe Rabbeinu told him, I'm coming back down 40 days, and 40 days at the sixth hour. And says the Gemara, Al Tikri Boishesh, Al Boishesh, that sixth hour came. And B'Shar Shalom Moshe Maram Amal Yisrael, L'Soif Aboim Yoim B'Tchil Shesh Anibo, after 40 days, at the sixth hour, I'm going to come down. L'Soif Aboim Yoim, when that day came, Bo Sotn V'Irve V'Sa'olim, the Sotn came and brought confusion to the world. They started thinking, no, wasn't he supposed to come down yesterday? Omalahem, Moshe Rabbeinu Haichemhu, where's Moshe Rabbeinu? Omalahem, and they respond, Lola Lamarim. Omal Barshesh, he said he's coming back, and he isn't here. But says the Gemara V'Leish Gicholav, Klai Yisrael was strong. They didn't accept what he said. Mace, so the Satan still tries to get them to follow him, and as the Mefarshim explained, Hu HaSotan, Hu HaMietzahara, Hu HaMalchamavis, and he says that I'm the Malchamavis, and I know he died. V'loyish Gichulav, and they still are being strong. And Harem Loi Demas Mitasai, the Malchamavis doesn't let go. So he showed as if there was the bed of Moshe Rabbeinu, the coffin of Moshe Rabbeinu flying in the sky. The Moshe Rabbeinu was dead. The Hain of the Carmelil Aaron, Kizem Moshish, they pointed at that coffin that he's not here anymore, and that's why they were fooled to follow the Yetzirah. Amalei, Humo Rabbanu L'Rav Kahana, Mishmi Loch Mai Har Sinai. Did you ever hear what is the meaning of the name Har Sinai? Amalei Har Shanisa by Nisim Yisrael. It's called Har Sinai because that's where there were tremendous miracles happened to us. So he says, if that's Pshat, Har Nisoi Mi Boilei, should it be called Har Nisoi? There was a tremendous, wonderful simon happened to us that we got the Torah. So he says, if that's what it's called, then it should be called Har Sminoi, the place we had a good simon. Amalei, So he said the mind tamlo shchichas kamed rapofer afuna bereidu Yeshua the mind in begadato. You should have attended the shiurim of Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bereidu Rav Shua, who are expert in Agodo. Rav Chizr Rav Av Bereidu Rav Huna Dami Tavai Mai Ha Sinai Ha Shiyodah Sinai Lo'ev Dekham Olav. That's where the nations started hating Klal Yisrael, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we received the Torah and they didn't receive the Torah. They refused to accept the Torah, and that caused them to hate. That caused them to hate us. And as I saw, beautiful pshat. The pasuk says, Ki toivim dodayich miyayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say in Shir HaShirim, is closer to us even than wine. Yayin is the gematria 70. What happened when we received the Torah? So the Beis Halevi explains, all sorts of mitzvahs were given to us to separate us from the Akum. How many nations of the world are there? We always say there are 70 nations. Yayin is begematria 70. And what happened by Har Sinai was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by giving us the Torah, separated us from the nations of the world. And what is one of the examples that is a proof that we are separated from the nations of the world? Yayin, that we're not allowed to drink the wine of the Akum. So the Akum, when we received the Torah, began to hate us, because the Torah represents how we're supposed to be separated from them. Says the Gemara, V'hanadam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Chamesh Shemesh Yeshloi. There are five names to Har Sinai. Midmat Sin, Shenetztav Yisrael Olav. That's where Klal Yisrael were commanded to follow the laws of the Torah. Midbar Kodesh, Shenetzkat Yisrael Olav. Klal Yisrael becomes holy through accepting and following the Torah. Midbar Kedemah, Shenitma Keduma Olav. As we spoke earlier in our shiur, the Torah was given to us. The Torah existed thousands of generations before the world existed, and we received that Torah at Har Sinai. Midbar Paron, Shapar V'Rav Ala Yisrael. That's where Klal Yisrael multiplied. As the Medrash says, that after Klal Yisrael received the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Shuvu Lochem Lo Eileichem. And as the Mashal explains, the word Lochem seems to be superfluous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told everybody, now you can resume having relations with your wives. And they indeed did so. And by having those relations, after every person, wife, got pregnant and had children. Midbar Sinai, as we just explained, Shior the Sinai Lo'ev Dekham Olav. And what is the real name? Uma Shmai, what is the name of that place? Chayiv Shmai. Opligat Ravuah Amar Ravuah Har Sinai Shmai. The really name of that mountain is Har Sinai. V'lama Nikra Shmai Har Chayiv. Why was it called Har Chayiv? Shior the Chur V'Lo'ev Dekham Olav. As the Mefarshim all explained, we mentioned it a moment ago, the Akum refused to receive the Torah, and that brought to them destruction. Continues the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Menayin Shekashim Loshen Shel Zahuris. The Mishnah said that they used to tie a red wool thread on the Sor LaZazel. And the Mishnah continued by saying the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Im Yu Chatoichechem Kashonim Kashelag Yabinu. So ask the Gemara, Kashonim, which is a Lashon Rabbim, Kishanimi Ba'ilei. We're talking about one thread. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Im Yu Chatoichem Kishanim Halalu, Shesdurus Abbas Mesheshes Bereshes Var Achshav, if you will act like the generations that keep on going from Sheshes Shemei Bereshes till now, Kishal Yalbinu. So I saw a beautiful pshat. The pshat is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klal Yisrael. If you will follow the previous generations, if Jews will follow the way that the previous generation, Shadur Subos, as the way they followed, going from generation to generation, then you will be able to successfully have that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Meichel your Averis. Darsh Rava, says the Gemara, Rava said, Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says, L'chuna V'yichaychu Yashem. L'chuna, what does it mean when it says L'chuna, go, Bono, it should say come. Boile, Yoim Hashem, what does it say in the future? Omer Hashem Boile, it should be speaking about the past. Los Lovai, Yoim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell Klai Yisrael, L'chuna Yitzel HaVeseichev Yichichu Eschem. Go to your forefathers and let them speak to you about the averus that you did. V'yomah for Rabbi Shalom, Eitzel Minelech. Who should we go to? Eitzel Avram, Shamar Tolo Yudea Teda. Should we go to Avram Avinu, who you told Avram Avinu, your children will go to Golus, V'loi Bikish Rachman Leinu, and he didn't damn for us? Eitzel Yitzchak Shabirach Es Esav, V'hoi Yukash Atorid, that Yitzchak Avinu blessed Esav, V'loi Bikish Rachman Leinu. Eitzel Yaakov Shamar Tolo Anoichi Eir Imcha Mitzrayma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, we're going to go to Mitzrayim, V'loi Bikesh Rachman Malenu, and he didn't daven for us. It's a mean Eilech Achshev. To whom should we go? Yom HaShem, Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoyo V'talisim Atzmachem Bi. Because you only wanted to accept me, Imiyu Chateichem Kishonu Kiyel Abinu. If a person realizes that everything that he has is only from Hashem, then he will be Zoicha to Brocha. So I saw a beautiful pshat. There was once a chassid that came to the Kotzke Rebbe, and he told the Kotzke Rebbe, "I didn't have children. I'm married for many years. I don't have children. Give me a bracha." So the Kotzke Rebbe says, "You have to give a tremendous donation to tzedakah." So the person didn't have that kind of money, and he says, "I don't have that." And he says that I don't need the bracha from the Rebbe. I'm just going to rely on Hashem. At that point, the Kotzke Rebbe says, now you're going to be okay. If a person recognizes that the only place where he has to turn is to turn to Hashem, hoil v'talisim bi. If a person realizes that he only has HaKadosh Baruch Hu to turn to, then he will be successful. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, my diksiv, the pasuk says, Ki ato avinu, the pasuk says that we say, you are our father. Kavram lo yudanu, we don't recognize Avram avinu. V'Yisrael lo yikrenu, we don't recognize Yitzchak avinu. Ata Hashem avinu galeinu me'elam shemecha. Says the Gemara, L'osu lova yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell to Avram avinu, B'necha chotoli, your children did aveiros. Then if they did Averis, they should be destroyed. So Hashem wasn't satisfied with that answer. Maybe Yaakovinu, who had so much pain in raising his children, maybe he has a closer connection to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Efshe the boy Rachmele, he will daven for them. Amalei b'necha chatu, your children did an avera. Amal farim b'shalayim yimocha kedusha shemecha. They should be destroyed. Amalei loy b'sam etame v'loy b'dar dekeitza. The older ones, Avram Avinu, don't know how to answer. The younger one, Yaakov Avinu, doesn't know how to answer. Amalei l'yitzchak b'necha chatu li. So all the mefarshim ask, Avram, the midas harachmim, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the midas ha'emes, are not davening on our behalf, only Yitzchak. So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that Yitzchak Avinu is the Midas Hadin. And the office specifically wanted that it should be Yitzchak, who represents the Midas Hadin, to say, have Rachmanus on Klal Yisrael. Even the Midas Hadin should agree. Another pshat is that we know that Yitzchak Avinu was the one that gave Esav the brachas and told Esav that when Klal Yisrael don't behave as they're supposed to, then you will prevail. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Ovis wanted that even Yitzchak should realize that and say Klal Yisrael should be saved. So in fact, the Reb Yosef Chaim Zalmenfeld in the Shals of Tshuva Simlas Chaim asks a question. Here it says, V'loi b'sav b'chochma. As a person gets older, there is no chochma. So he asks the question, On the contrary, we know that Talmid Chacham Kozman Shemaskinen, Talmid Chacham, as they get older, get smarter. So what's the Gemara saying? The Loi B'Chatzav D'Chachma. So it says, of course, Talmid Chacham, as they get older, become bigger Talmid Chachamim. But the halacha, he says, is that an elderly individual should not be in the Sanhedrin because he doesn't have children at home and he doesn't have that feeling of Tzar Gidl Bonim. And that's what it meant. Continues the Gemara. Amala Yitzchak. So Yitzchak says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'nacha Chatali, Hashem says to Yitzchak, your sons did Averis. Amal Fanar Barishalim Bonai V'lai B'necha. Are they my children and not your children? B'shar Shigdimon L'fanecha Nasal Nishma. Kereslam B'nei B'chayri. You called them B'nei B'chayri. So the Mepharshim asked that actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu called us B'nei B'chayri before still a Mitzrayim. So Mepharshim respond that indeed we were called B'nei B'chayri when we were in Mitzrayim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was calling us B'nei B'chayri on the understanding that we will eventually receive the Torah, explains Rashi. Ach she'bonai v'loi b'necha, now you're calling them my children and not your children. V'oid, kam achatov. Let's do a calculation. Kam shenosef shel adam. How many years does a person live? Shivim Shana, 70 years. Dalas from Shana, Dalaya Nash Dalayu. Take off the first 20 years that a person doesn't get punished for doing Averis during those 20 years. So the Gilyoni Ashas says that a Chiddush Nifla, he says that a person that becomes a Ger, so we know Gershon is Gaya Shanoila Dami, he's like a child. So for the first 20 years after he's a ger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish him. A chiddush nifla. So the Chacham Tzvi asks, if min ha-shamayim, they don't punish a person for the first 20 years of his life, so ask the Chacham Tzvi, so then why does a person after bar mitzvah, if he does an aveira, b'shoigig, bring a karban chatos? We learned earlier in our Masechta that karban chatos travels together with Karis. So if this person doesn't get Karis because he's under 20, he shouldn't have to bring a Karban Chatos. So the Chacham Tzvi says, the way to understand that Gemara is that the halacha is that we're talking about what type of an Aveira. When we want to identify what type of an Aveira is an Aveira for which you have to bring a Karban Chatos, it's an Aveira for which there is Karis. But it doesn't mean that this specific individual has to be a person who could get karis. So Pashlo Chamshin. So we're left with 50 years. Dal Esrim Chamish Delayasa. 25 years of life is at night when people sleep. So there's a tremendous question that the Mepharshim ask. The Rambam says that the amount of time a person is supposed to sleep is 8 hours a night. As the Pasuk says, Yeshanti oz yenuach li, oz is begematria 8. The Gra held that you're supposed to sleep 6 hours a night. So how does the Gemara say that half of a person's life, 12 hours of every day, is spent sleeping? Nobody sleeps 12 hours a day. So they answer that Pshat in the Gemara is not because we sleep 12 hours. You're not supposed to sleep 12 hours a night. What it means is that during the night, people do averis, are quicker to do Averis because nobody sees what they're doing. So he says, for time where a person has that Nisoyan, they shouldn't be punished. So Pashlu, so we're only left with Esrim Chamisha, 25 years. Dal Tati Soro Palga, the Tzluya Mechle Besakise, where people eat, where people daven and eat and go to the bathroom. Pashlu Tati Soro Palga, so they're left with 12 and a half years. Imata Soivos Kulam, if you accept all of that, great. V'mla palgalai palgalaf, let's divide them. V'timsa kulam alai, hakriva nafshi kamach. I was ready to give up my life as a carbon. Paschav amru, ke'ato avinu, amalam Yitzchak, achatam asim kasli, don't praise me. Kasul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omachval Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nayu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitzchak points to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyokal. Yad nosul amerim v'omrim, ato Hashem avinu galeinu ma'il mishmecha. So the Eitz Yosef explains the Gemara that Yitzchak was saying to Hashem there are two reasons why people do Averis. One is the Yetzer Hara, and one is because of the Umas Olam that cause Tzaros for us. So he says, the Yetzer Hara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on us. So that's, so to speak, Kaviyoch Hashem, your responsibility. The Goyim is because I, as we learned earlier, gave Esav a Bracha. Pal Gialai or Pal Gialach. Continues the Gemara, Amar Abchiba, Abba Amar Abyochin. Roy Ha Yaakov Avinu Leila Mitzrayim B'Shal Shalosh Shabarzel. Yaakov Avinu should have gone down to the Golus, as Hashem said, we're going into Golus, in iron chains. El Shchus Garmaloi, the Ksib Ahavli Odom Amshchein Ba'avois Zahava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him them with ropes of a person. Ve'elam Kamirime Oil Chayayim Ve'etalov Ochel. What does it mean that he took us down with easy ropes? What caused us to go into Golus? The story with Yosef, with the Ksinus Passim, the silk beged. So the silk beged is what brought us to Mitzrayim instead of the Shalshalosh Shabarzel.